Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
6:30 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh here, 61 degrees. A man accused of conspiring to bomb an apartment complex filled with Somali refugees in Kansas says he was unaware his co-defendants intended to carry out the attack. Gavin Wright made the argument in a 93-page court motion filed Wednesday by his attorney. The document portrays Wright as a lonely man desperate to find friends after moving to rural western Kansas. It contends Wright believed the talk about surveillance of the Somali Muslim refugee community in Garden City was only hyperbole. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. A few isolated showers and thunderstorms developed across parts of north central and northeast Kansas this morning. Those should stay out of the area, but we are seeing a few clouds. Our temperature today expected near 94, and the wind picking up out of the south at 15 to 25 miles per hour. We'll stay breezy tonight, our low 68, and a windy hot day on Friday with a high 93. A few thunderstorms along and near a cold front this weekend. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Partly cloudy now, a south wind at 9 miles per hour and 61 degrees. Three Kansas State Fair employees are facing charges after allegedly selling fair gate tickets for their own profit.
Hutchinson News reports the employees were arrested Tuesday and accused of approaching people who were walking toward the fair, selling them tickets and keeping the money for themselves. Two of the men, Leon Gold Jr. and Charles Scott, both 47 of Hutchinson, made a first court appearance Wednesday and were ordered to return next week. The third suspect, Brent Thomas, bonded out of jail and did not make his first appearance. Reno County Magistrate Judge Cheryl Allen said another fair employee reported the sales to authorities. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Florida Governor Rick Scott toured Irma damage in the Keys, meeting residents and volunteers who are helping with the recovery. Scott says he flew over the area Monday, but it's different when you're on the ground looking at it.
There's a lot of work to do. When we stopped the emergency operations center, they still need their water. We still have the sewer, and there's still power needs.
Legal challenges to President Trump's decision to rescind DACA get their first hearing in a New York court today.
Martin Vidal was born in Mexico, raised here in New York from the age of six, and was granted deferred action 2 years ago. He works full-time now at a nursing home. Rescinding DACA, his lawsuit said, is arbitrary and capricious, and his suit echoes the one filed by more than a dozen state attorneys general that argues the Trump administration's decision was substantially motivated by the animus of the president toward Latinos and Mexicans. President Trump has called on Congress to act in the next 6 months before DACA expires, but action has stalled amid other priorities. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A former Pittsburgh, Kansas police officer is charged after he allegedly coerced a woman he had arrested into improper sexual contact in exchange for helping her in her legal case. 22-year-old Jesse Edward Lauren Davis of Carthage, Missouri, surrendered at the Crawford County, Kansas jail Tuesday. He is charged with aggravated sexual battery and official misconduct. Canine distemper is running through the raccoon population in Kansas this year. The disease is not transmittable to humans, but it is extremely contagious to dogs, foxes, wolves, and coyotes. Dr. James Carpenter with the Kansas State University Veterinary Health Center says it's vital that your dog is immunized against canine distemper.
So they need to contact their veterinarians for the frequency, but generally it begins at about 6 weeks of age. They're vaccinated every 3 to 4 weeks after that till they're about 18 to 20 weeks old. And then there are various series that can be done after that.
In addition, Carpenter says dog owners need to take precautions to keep their animals safe when they're outdoors. KNSS News Time now, 6:34. Steve and Ted in the morning and talking about the exposure to raccoons. They're usually nocturnal. You don't very often see a raccoon in the daytime.
But right.
After the dark, especially in Riverside, I used to go for walks early in the morning. And when I worked someplace else, I had a chance to go, and I saw them all the time,
mm-hmm.
all over Riverside. Those storm sewers, they're in, they're out, they're up, down. Usually they don't want anything to do with human beings.
Yeah, that's another thing that they were saying. I was doing a little quick research on that story. They were saying, yeah, if you see those raccoons during the day,
that's
kind
a
of a sign that that's it may have that distemper.
Maybe sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. From the Wichita Police Department, Charlie Davidson there sending out a notification overnight that Alana Evans has been found. She has been missing since, September 9th. When she was reported missing near Kellogg and Hillside, and we had a story on earlier this week giving out information about Alana, saying they'd like to find her. Well, apparently she's been found, and she is safe. So either somebody found her and brought her back, or she brought herself back, but she is safe according to the Wichita Police Department. How about that?
It's good news.
Today is Thursday, September 14th. On this date in 1972, the Waltons TV series debuted.
Hey, the Waltons.
On CBS. I think I watched maybe part of one episode.
Really?
I know. It was a terribly popular show, and it's one of those that just didn't trick my trigger. Nor was I crazy about the one that premiered in 1978, Mork and Mindy.
Mork and Mindy. Now, that's one of Ted's favorites.
Oh, yeah. Starring Pam Dauber and Robin Williams. That was on ABC, and I'll tell you.
Ted absolutely loved that
one. Well, yeah, and my son, I've got a picture of him starting kindergarten. I think it's kindergarten shot. He's got his little lunch pail and his Earth shoes.
Yeah.
And he's got his Mork and Mindy
lunchbox?
Suspenders on.
Suspenders.
Yeah.
Okay. The Mork suspenders.
Suspenders. Yeah. So Scott was a fan of Mork and Mindy. But everybody's a fan of whatever happened to Pam Dauber, I wonder. We know that what happened to Robin Williams, but
right.
But whatever happened to her? How's this for curb appeal? A Michigan real estate agent selling a house next to a cemetery is promoting it with a sign that says, "Quiet Neighbors."
Quiet Neighbors.
Shane Broyles says the message immediately came to mind when he saw the four-bedroom house in DeWitt, Michigan, which is in the middle of the state near Lansing. He says his grandparents knew a man who lived next to a cemetery and joked about it. Broyles told the Lansing State Journal he hadn't previously used humor to market a house, but he says there's not much point to life without some fun. Quiet neighbors next to a cemetery. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? Really. All right, 6:36 now with Steve and Ted, and we've got Red Friday coming up tomorrow. Red Friday, you can get your Chiefs Kingdom flag beginning at 5 a.m. at Quick Shop locations in Wichita and the surrounding communities of Newton and Hutchinson for a minimum donation of $5. Net proceeds of flag sales in these cities will benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of South Central Kansas in their mission to inspire and enable young people.
It's a great cause.
So, Red Friday, wear your red, fly the flag that helps kids in your community. Get ready to get loud on Sunday, and no matter where you're watching or listening, for Kansas City Chiefs, Red Friday coming up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Of course, KNSS is the radio hall for the Kansas City Chiefs. How about that? All right, it's 6:37 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Wednesday, the live cattle and feeder cattle scored new lows for the week as they traded two-sided. The entire cattle complex did close positive and near their session highs, with several feeder contracts making new highs for the week. Now, what little cash cattle trade has taken place has been confirmed at the price of 105, which is steady with the past 2 weeks of trading. The lean hogs once again traded and closed negative, with the October contract trading near its contract low. On the close yesterday, October live cattle, $1.27 higher at $107.55. October feeders, 47 cents higher at $149.62. And October lean hogs, 12 cents higher at $59.57. Only the corn futures were unable to hold a positive close yesterday. The market lacked any type of price positive news as technical buying continued to support the grain and soybean futures after the negative numbers from the USDA report on Tuesday. Now, September 29th is a quarterly stocks and small grain summary report, and we are seeing continued upside this morning as December KC wheat's up 3.25 cents at 4.47 and a half. December corn up 2.75 at 3.54 and a quarter, and November beans up 5 and a quarter at 9.65 and 3 quarters. October crude oil, 49 cents higher at 49.79. December gold down $3.40 at 1,324.70. December S&P down a point and a quarter at 24.93.5. September dollar index 17 cents lower at 92.33. And December Dow Jones futures up 3 points at 22,115. For commodity trading right marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
I don't know where the top of this stock market is. Would you be so good as to give me a call when it's time for me to sell stocks?
Is it okay if it's a collect call?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's a deal then.
No, wait a minute. What does collect call mean? That means I have to pay?
I think so.
Never mind. I'm not one who plays the stock market. I know there are a lot of people out there that love to, you know, buy, sell, and trade. And, of course, your commodity market, you have many customers, many clients who trade commodities, but then you know what you're doing. They call you, right?
That is the whole point of the situation.
The idea, yeah.
But, you know, Steve, anybody that's honest about it really cannot truthfully in an accurate way predict everything that's going to happen down the road.
Oh, heavens no. And
the biggest thing the person needs to do is control your risk when you're in the market.
Control your risk. Right. Okay. So that means it's like the old, no, I don't want to compare this to Powerball because.
No, I don't think we do.
Better not. That's not what we're after here. All right. So, hey, how about this weather? It looks like we may get a little rain over the weekend, but boy, I was just thinking as I walked out the door this morning, how long has it been since we had a nice little shower here in South Central Kansas?
It's been at least a month or more.
You think it's been that long?
I yes.
Can't. Okay. Well, I might get some this weekend. That'd make you happy, right?
That would make everyone happy.
Because you can finally get that bar of soap and go outside and take care of business, right?
That would make the wife happy, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, and if the wife ain't happy, nobody's happy, right?
Well, you've got that one right.
That's true. All right. Thank you, sir. 641 now. Steve and Ted. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker on the way. Brick and mortar retailers are not going away, says Donald. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.